So I'll start off by assuming that a lot of you are thinking, oh, ITC, I can tune out now, or this is not important to me. This is based on some conversations I had during the cocktail reception yesterday and at dinner. And I will tell you that you're wrong. The ITC is something that you should always keep in the back of your mind. It's a powerful forum, and I'll start off by explaining this in numbers, all of which really come down to three conclusions. The first is that the ITC is an incredibly powerful forum for patent holders or really IP holders of any type. And then from the defendant's perspective, it's not something that you can afford to overlook. It can be incredibly detrimental if you get one of the remedies against you that at the ITC. So looking at the chart on the left, you'll see that complainants have a pretty good track record at the ITC. And once you have a finding, a violation that's found, the remedy is essentially automatic. There's no eBay factors that are looked at. There's really not very much discretion that's involved in a remedy. If the respondents are found to be in violation, their products will be excluded at the border. So that's obviously an important factor to keep in mind, both from the complainant side and the respondent side. The second aspect that sort of makes the ITC unique is its speed. The time to disposition for a trial, you're pretty much in trial within 9 months of the filing of a complaint. Or actually, I should say 9 months after the institution of the complaint. And within 16 and a half months, you have your decision all the way through the commission level. That's compared to, obviously, it can range to 2.5 years in district court, which is one of the reasons myself and I think a lot of other people prefer the ITC. We like the speed. I know that there's a lot of people that dislike it for that exact reason.